there is for me an excitement on this, the first day of Advent. And I think here there's even more excitement because you're anticipating a new priest as well. So it's a new beginning. But our Advent candles signal the fact that we're at a new beginning, looking forward to something special. And the message is a very familiar one. Be ready. It's a message that seems at first to fit well with the secular run-up to Christmas. Alongside the excitement, I begin as December comes round again to experience that vague sense of panic. The clock is ticking, only 25 days to Christmas, and so much to be done. I must be ready. But I think when we look deeper, we can see that although both the secular world and the Christian church urge us to be ready, they're actually not thinking about the same thing at all. It's not just that Christmas has been commercialized, taken over, if you like, by those who see it as time for a party. It's that we're talking about a different type of preparation, a different type of readiness. So let's take two very ordinary situations. The first is when a guest is coming to stay on a certain date. It's a special guest. We want everything to be just right. So we prepare home and food in order to be ready for their visit. And then we set out to collect them from the station or the airport. We know when they're expected. We can plan in advance. The second situation is quite different. And this is preparing for something that has no set date. The best example of this that I can think of comes from the BBC TV series, The Natural World. Now, not long ago, I watched a lovely program about the filming of previously unfilmed birds of paradise in New Guinea. In the same series, they followed film crews gaining footage of other very rare species. The resulting images were fantastic, but what interested me was the fact that this film showed the work of the film crews, how they spent hours in the jungle, seeing nothing, just to catch the birds when they did appear. Because, of course, they had no idea how long they would have to wait. And sometimes they were at the point of giving up when the bird finally appeared. The result was a few moments of stunning film, but it took days and weeks of waiting. For this too, they had to be ready, but it was a different kind of readiness. It's quite clear from our gospel reading that the readiness we speak about in Advent is more like that second type of readiness than the first. We're told clearly we don't know the day or the hour, and the danger is not that our house will be a shambles for our special guest, but that we're going to miss them altogether. It's more akin to the cameraman waiting for the glimpse of a bird than for our planning to be ready with presents and food for Christmas, which comes predictably on the 25th of December each year. And I think that distinction is helpful at the beginning of Advent. Only when we come to the last Sunday of Advent will we hear about the coming of the baby Jesus. Before that, we have three Sundays when we think about preparing for Jesus in a different way. Next week, we'll hear the message of the prophets and of John the Baptist. He actually covers 2 weeks preparing for the adult. They're preparing for the adult Jesus, not for the baby. But first, this week, we have a reading which relates to the time when Jesus will come as judge at the end of time, Of course, the early Christians didn't have our preoccupation with remembering the birth of Jesus as a human baby, nor the sentimentality that's grown up around it. They themselves knew Jesus, or someone did, someone they knew Jesus. Their concern was with the implications of his teaching. Yet it's not only this day of judgment that comes at an unexpected time, uncertain. Jesus' own birth, of course, had come unexpectedly. For us, it's predictable, but the Saviour, who had been long expected by the Jews, was born completely unexpectedly and in a very obscure place. Most people, in fact, missed this momentous event altogether. And even when it had happened, there were few who recognized it. After all, if the innkeeper had realized, he would surely have kept a room free and put out the best sheets on the bed for Mary. No, both the first and second coming of our Saviour are unexpected events. How could people be ready? I think those wildlife programs give us a clue. Naturalists filming rare birds start by doing their homework. They study the bird that they're trying to film. They learn what it looks like, what it likes to eat. They become totally familiar with the bird they want to film so that when it does come, they can recognize it. They develop a passion for their subject, longing to see it, and it becomes their goal. They also prepare their equipment. I think in the days when we had films in our cameras, I often missed a good photo when I suddenly realized that I'd run out of film. In these days, it's probably that your phone's in your rucksack or the battery's dead. But it's very easy to miss it. The naturalists prepare their equipment meticulously. And they go to the places where the birds live. They become familiar with those places. They spend time there, days and weeks if necessary, just waiting quietly. That's the kind of readiness we need to cultivate this Advent. The people of Israel longed for the coming of the Messiah. The reading from Isaiah speaks of a time when they will all together go up to the mountain of the Lord. They were tired of wars. I think there's times in our own life when we begin to feel, perhaps it's a feature of getting older, when we begin to feel that we've seen it all before, when the news shows more of the same, when it seems as if no change is possible. We need not to despair, but to regain our longing for something really different. For real solutions, for justice, for peace. Because if we don't long for God to break into our lives, we may simply miss him. Apart from buying some Christmas presents this week, I went yesterday to hear Abbot Mark at Worth Abbey speaking about Advent based on the Benedictine tradition. And he spoke not just about the first coming of Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas, but also about the second coming to which we look forward at the end of time, but also about a third sense of coming. The ways in which Christ comes into our lives in an everyday sense. How we meet God in everyday, daily life. And one of his key words was vigilance. He spoke about the ways in which we cultivate an ability to listen through silence, making opportunities to hear what God is saying to us. His words emphasized the importance of preparedness, such as that of the wildlife photographers, but also the certainty that if we make time and space and listen with the ears of the heart, I love that phrase from scripture, the ears of the heart. God does come to us. to become familiar with what we're waiting for, we must study it. Reading our scriptures, discussing with others, listening to their experiences, learning more and more about how God is already at work in the world. We need to be confident that God's habitat is with us. After all, he was called Emmanuel, God with us. And we need to be confident that he is certain to be heard and seen if we are attentive. We must be ready to spend time waiting patiently. Unfortunately, that other type of waiting, being ready for Christmas, the sort that consists of frantic preparations, takes us away from the silence in which God comes to us. The great danger for us this year is not that we won't be ready for Christmas on the 25th of December, but that we will totally miss the true bird of paradise when he comes into our lives when he is least expected. Amen.